It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days are the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected.
We gotta lose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
Well, it's the weekend of Minnesota's favorite holiday. And all of those folks who go fishing, some 500,000, are excited about what happens with the open of their season just after midnight tonight. Fishing experts in Minnesota say it could be, as they put it, a more challenging bite, since the waters are still cold. Waters that just 3.5 weeks ago were frozen with 3 feet of ice. Out on Ottertail Lake in Minnesota, fishing guide Ross Hagemeister says the walleye might need some enticement to bite. He told WDAY News you'd want a shiny minnow for the bigger lakes, a nightcrawler, a leech, or a fathead minnow in the smaller lakes. The fishermen will need to adapt, but after all, as Ross Hagemeister put it, it's a problem-solving event from start to finish. From This Week in Agribusiness, I have to tell you it's fun this time of the year for a bystander like myself to watch the social media posts of farmers during planting. There are the drone shots, the cab shots, the sunrise and sunset shots. And I posed the question on Twitter this week of the farmers who follow me there. Is there a special place of solitude on your farm where you get away from it all? 40% responding said they enjoy the view. 25% said they have a place they go to get away from folks. 13% said they have a place where they pray or meditate. This is the weekend of the Stamp Out Hunger food drive. Postal carriers, many of them, will be collecting food donations if you leave a bag of donations. Non-perishable food by your box tomorrow. Check out with your local post office to make sure they are participating. Last year, the second Saturday in May, they collected 75 million pounds of food. Hey, between now and Sunday, I want you to think a little bit. I want you to recall those expressions your mom was always repeating, often aimed at you. How about this one? Don't ask me why. The answer is no. Or, how many times do I have to tell you? Oh, and then there was this one. Hey, where do you think you're going, mister? Oh, I heard that one a lot. And this one really is true. I bet she told you, nobody will ever love you like your mother. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great Mother's Day weekend.